This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back to InfoWars, InfoWars.com. This is Nick Begich, and we're here on a Friday afternoon, again, broadcasting from Austin and me in Anchorage, Alaska. I love the ability to connect in this way. I mean, it's pretty incredible what you can do with technologies. And we're going to talk about technology today. We're going to talk about some of the things that started my work in the public years ago and my interest in effects on human consciousness and the mind. So we're going to get into that. And before I do, I want to kind of talk about, you know, I was listening to Owen last hour, and he was talking about, you know, sort of how the network began and the reliance on listeners. And I want to mention that because that is critical. You know, when I started now over 25 years ago, my basic premise was if people didn't support me in terms of what I was doing, then it probably wasn't worth doing. And I had a juncture, you know, in the very beginning also, you know, where I could have gone to traditional grant sources to advocate for the issues that were important to me. The problem is those sources always then demand something. You know, you always end up compromising, and I didn't want to do that. So what I did is similar to what Alex did, and this is why people need to support this network, is we did it one person at a time. And I published a book, and I figured, well, if people value the information, they would buy the book. That would allow me to continue to research and write and do the things that were important to me. And the same is true with this network, InfoWars. You basically support it. That determines whether this broadcast continues. And really, that's the measure. You know, if the information is useful, if it's good, if it's meaningful, then it's valued. And people register their value by voting with their economics. And I appreciate it. Alex appreciates it. This network appreciates and everybody involved in getting information to you. So having said all of that, I want to talk about the foundation of where I began, which was the issue of mind effects. And looking at sort of the propaganda wars, listening to how media is shaped today. And basically, it's not about just delivering information and gathering facts and collecting information and then reporting on a story. Now it's about creating the news, creating the story, what is now called the narrative, which is really kind of a nice word for propaganda and BS, period. Because the narrative is the way in which culture is shaped and the way in which populations can be easily manipulated. And one of the things discovered early on in the science was that the mind of human beings was incredibly powerful if it could focus its attention and hold it for a period of time. You could actually create more effectively the effects of what happens in the world around us. And the basic idea of quantum physics, the ideas behind quantum physics, the idea that the observer creates the reality is something that science shows us. But when you can get a person to hold the thought for a million seconds, try it. You can't do it. Right? You can't do it. Because as soon as you try to hold a thought, your mind drifts. You can't focus. But imagine if you could take a million people and hold a thought for 1 second or 2 seconds or 5 seconds even. The compound effect is just as if one person had done it. So it's cumulative reality creation, which is why the media and the control of the media becomes so powerful. Because as you shape the narrative, you change the focus, you create the reality, and then things change around us. This is the foundation of mind effects, consciousness manipulation. We're going to cover this over the next hour and get into this topic, the foundation of mind control and how the narrative is shaped by the media. And we must choose to reshape the reality in front of us in the 21st century or be manipulated by the reality fostered on us. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to the InfoWars, and we'll be right back after these brief messages. Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars, InfoWars.com. And I appreciate being here on this Friday, August 2nd, 2019. And, you know, a lot of things, you know, when you think about media push, and just before the break, I was talking about how the cumulative effect of consciousness actually begins to shape reality. Now, when you think about the internet and modern technology and how it links literally billions of minds through the internet and millions at a time potentially through media feeds, unfortunately, the CNNs aren't getting very much read these days, because when you can compile all of those conscious thoughts, you then begin to shape reality. And you think about how media works and how everyone is connected to the digital realities these days in terms of how they interface with the news, interface with each other. It's all fed in, and then information is collected from all of these various devices that then gives a better profile and view of an individual, which then allows a higher level of manipulation. This is the simplest form. This is what was utilized in Brexit, what was utilized in Trump's campaign, the management manipulation of big data. But what's not generally known is this is done every day in every way, so to speak, by the big commercial interests, the Googles, the Amazons, the Facebooks, the data collectors, and then transferring through their alliance with government that data so the government can take and manipulate that information even further. And when you think about media then restricting and constraining the voice of people, including this voice and this network's voice, this is a fundamental problem in a free society, or theoretically a free society. And you know, words are part of the shuffle in terms of the mind effects, mind control, some simple things. You know, I mean, when you think about what Republicans did to sort of break up the Democrats in terms of how they view themselves. Democrats, the Democratic Party, it used to be called. Now they call it the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party, because it has an abrupt ending. It kind of chops it off. It makes you have a negative connotation. That was deliberate. When you think about bribery, you know, you get visions in your head of deliberate things, you know, bag full of money. But in America, we think about campaign reform to take care of bribery. So we created committees and rules and regulations so that we could funnel the money in with a chain of events. You know, but what's the difference? We just gave it a new name. Feels good. Oh, committee, rules, regulations. Great. Now everything's good, right? Wrong. You're just substituting different words for the same effect, because the effect is access, influence, and outcomes. That's what bribery gets you. That's what campaign contributions on a big scale get you. That's what PACs get you. That's what lobbyists get you. And what that ends up getting all of us is a crummy, patchwork, quilt of rags as public policy because it's built upon special interests and then built upon the manipulation of the population to go along with the theme, the program, the programming. Because television and media isn't about watching the program, it's about receiving it. This is what most listeners, observers, don't do, is pay attention to the details and what's being fed in. Foundation of basic mind control. But I want to go back in time and history a bit. And I want to also qualify for how the government overlay fits into this. And by way of background, you know, my dad was a state senator. He was later a U.S. congressman. He disappeared on a plane with Hale Boggs, and I'm going to touch on that segment. And then my younger brother, Mark, he became a mayor and assemblyman and then later a U.S. senator. And then my brother, Tom, he was and is currently a state senator and ran a bunch of campaigns, done a lot of work. And I've done a lot of work internationally, nationally, and locally. But you get a sense of government and what government is really all about. And so much of it today is about focus groups, polling and spin and manipulation to get an outcome, and really doesn't have much to do with governance and doesn't have much to do with creating a better vision, you know, for this country. So much of it is BS and propaganda based on polling and spin rather than what people really honestly believe. We saw it in the debates recently. I mean, couldn't ask for a better group of 1,000 sound bites, right? I mean, and that is part of it. But let's go back in time, in history, and talk about what was happening going back even in the 1920s, 30s, 40s. And hypnotherapy, the labs at Harvard under a guy named Esther Brooks, who did a lot of research there. You can look him up, Library of Congress. You'll see some of his publications. Pretty interesting guy. But he was involved in the CIA experiments. And some of the work of the CIA, which the work of the CIA included things like experimenting with LSD and hallucinogenics, a lot of things that today we would consider pretty repugnant. Yet they repeated sort of similar themes, just they sort of exported the torture tour, you know, when they shuffled it around and outsourced to a bunch of other countries. But what people forget is the CIA abuses were happening then, and they kind of revisit. They show up every, you know, couple of decades when you get reminded about the abuses. But the players, now this is interesting, the players sort of remain the same. You know, Esther Brooks, when you look at what he was doing, by the time the 60s hit, you know, there's a lot going on. MK Ultra is in full swing. These were the mind control experiments with the CIA and 140 plus sub-projects. Huge amount of research being spent on how to manipulate the human brain. The same was spent by China, Russia, Israel, and many others to figure out, and we manipulate human beings. And most people think about things like the Manchurian Candidate, this kind of thing. But there was an abuse that many people have forgotten, and it was Frank Olson, who was in the early 50s, did work in biological agents after World War II in interrogations all over Europe. And these were brutal interrogations, which include hallucinogenics, drugs, all kinds of things. Now, we never got the full story, but I'm sure it dwarfed the waterboarding stories of this century. But the fact is, it was going on then. Now, Olson, he wanted to resign, and he told his family he wanted to resign. And unfortunately, 9 days before he died back in 1953, he was given LSD by the Central Intelligence Agency. And then 9 days later, pushed out of a 13th-floor building in New York where he died. It took decades for his family to get any sense of relief. And that happened in the early 1970s. And this is where the story gets a little twisted, because the guys who settled the Frank Olson CIA dispute, who came up with the settlement cash to shut up the family because they were so worried about what a lawsuit would draw out of the CIA that the church committee wasn't going to find, or anybody else wasn't going to find, because it was so hidden so deep, but they would find it, perhaps. And that was Dick Cheney and his buddy, Mr. Rumsfeld, when they were working in the Ford administration. Let me tell you how the Ford administration happened, because many people forget this. And this is the real story, right? Because what happened? Richard Nixon and Agnew were in deep trouble, right? Watergate had broken. Agnew was nailed for bribery. You know, bribery before we formed the committees, you know, when it was still in brown paper bags. And then out of all of the Watergate, we formed the committees to keep America safe again from the corrupt jerks who strangled us, right? I mean, so this is the story. So what happens? Richard Nixon, well, first of all, you get Richard Nixon to resign, right? But it happened in a sequence of events. Agnew's thrown out. Ford is appointed. Ford is the VP. Nixon resigns. Ford moves up. He pardons Nixon. And guess what? America never gets the truth. The truth that Americans deserve from then, and the cloud that hangs over this country today. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to InfoWars. We're going to be back after these important messages. Pay attention and support the network. We appreciate your help. Thank you, and InfoWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, here at InfoWars, we're always involved in a lot of things. I always forget to give my website. It's earthpulse.com, E-A-R-T-H. P-U-L-S-E, earthpulse.com. But all the books and videos are available at the InfoWarsStore.com. And I prefer that you get them there. That way we get the three, four. If you get good information, you help me and you also help the network. So I prefer that you do that. So look at the InfoWarsStore. But for articles and information about the subject we're covering today, it's earthpulse.com. And the book most closely aligned with today's topic is Controlling the Human Mind, available at the InfoWars store. But, you know, when I think about where we were before the break, sort of the things that were happening during the Watergate era, and even before, you know, one of the reasons that Olson was murdered, basically, by the CIA was because he was reporting, and he was getting angry, and he was getting ready to pull out of the CIA's programs because they were doing these brutal interrogations, even resulting in death of those being interrogated, is how the story goes. So, you know, the CIA didn't want to have that disclosure, so it didn't come out till almost 20 years later, when the Church Committee in the U.S. Congress began to explore the abuse of the CIA, and when the family of Frank Olson began to move it forward. But even as late as this 2012, The Guardian in Great Britain was reporting on this story, because more information continues to come out as the decades pass. The problem is the abuse has never ended. We gave them new names, new cover, new stories, but it always has continued. And this is what part of the draining of the swamp that we hope this administration attacks, because the abuses of the CIA and the FBI have gone on for decades. The corruption began with the foundation of the FBI under Hoover, who would be probably totally accepted today in terms of what he was and what he did. He was a cruel, brutal man that manipulated political processes for what he believed was the American way. And he blackmailed congressmen, U.S. senators, the same kind of thing that happens today, I believe, through the elite organizations and networks of abusers and abused. Because what happens so much in the political arena is it's about knowing something about your opponent or the person you're supporting and then manipulating them to behave in a certain way. And I think this is what we're seeing more and more of. This is what the Epstein story is going to be about when you really get down to it. It's going to be about political manipulation and blackmail. And I believe that's how these organizations function at the very highest levels. Blackmail and power corrupting the very essence of our government. You know, when you think about what happened after the Watergate was the Rockefeller Commission, which is kind of a joke. But it I have a copy of it. It's a great report. It's a report showing the abuses, many of the abuses of the Central Intelligence Agency, including MKUltra, opening people's mail, infiltrating domestic groups, and on and on and on. The same kind of things and tactics that are used today by both the CIA and the FBI, where they actually, you know, and there's a lot of good people in these organizations, don't get me wrong, There are incredible public servants in all of these organizations that are committed to the security of the nation and to doing the things that the country requires that are constitutionally committed. But there are many that are not. And unfortunately, there are too many at the top that are not. And it's time to clean it out and clean up the programs, because these programs have abused too many Americans for too many decades. When you think about the church committee and what came out of that, and I want to talk about going back to Frank Olson, where I was mentioning before the break. So here's what happened during this time frame and how Ford came to power. And there's, for those that are looking, you know, there's a copy of the report of, to the president on the Commission of CIA Activities within the United States, which is the cover of the document I previously mentioned, June 1975. You know, when you think about all of this, so here's the story. And I'm in D.C. as a young person, as a teenager. My dad's in the Congress. People are always at the House. You know, we've got Hubert Humphrey dropping by. He was in the Senate by then. It served his time as VP. He was a good friend of my dad's. My dad knew him from the first time Hubert Humphrey ran for the U.S. Senate in Minnesota, where my dad at that time resided as a young person. In the 1950s, he was a young Democrat involved in politics when the Democratic Party was a much different animal than it is today. And what he did is he worked on Humphrey's campaign. They became friends. And then Humphrey later got my dad his first job in Alaska as an inspector on federal programs, which brought him here in the mid-1950s. But when my dad got to the Congress in the early 70s, Humphrey was a senior person, powerful person in the U.S. Senate. Another friend of my dad's was Blotnick, Congressman Blotnick from Minnesota. My dad worked hard on his campaigns, and by then he had seniority in the U.S. House, was able to help my father navigate one of the most complex legislative issues in the country at the time, which was the biggest indigenous settlement in history, the Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act. But my dad was able to get right into the midst of the power structures in D.C., and as a consequence, get good legislation passed, but at the same time become privy to a lot of the information going on just before Watergate broke, when Nixon was engaged in the greatest levels of corruption. Hoover was corrupting the entire FBI, and Boggs, Hale Boggs, the majority or the speaker of majority leader, excuse me, in the House, was calling for the resignation of Hoover 6 months before. Him and my father flew out of on a flight from Anchorage to Juneau and disappeared forever, later to find out that the FBI knew their locations based on intelligence that has been documented well over the years. I'm not going to get into it today. But the fact is, it would have been a very different situation. Boggs was the majority leader. Carl Elbert was the speaker at the time. And Carl was a nice guy. He used to hang around at the House, but he is a horrible alcoholic. Certainly couldn't be president of the United States. And that's third in line, right? President, Vice President, Speaker of the House. What happened is Boggs, the powerful guy, the guy that could have actually done something, the uncorruptible guy, was the man. He was up next for Speaker, which would have put him in line. What would have happened had things happened a bit differently? As you recall, Agnew went to jail. Ford came into office. Nixon resigned. Nixon was pardoned. Watergate went away. And then Squeaky Fromm from the old Manson family tries to assassinate Ford and goes to jail. And don't forget that after Ford became president, Rockefeller became vice president. Had Squeaky Fromm succeeded, it would have been Rockefeller as president of the United States in the early 1970s. Now, what a change in history that would have been. But equally, it could have been Hale Boggs. We're going to talk about that right after the break in the context of mind control. You're listening to the InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll be right back after these very important messages.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They said the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. In this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back, and appreciate you all listening today on August 2nd, 2019, on this Friday afternoon. And I'm broadcasting from Anchorage, Alaska today, and hooked in through the team in Austin. And I really appreciate Connor and Daria and all the guys down there doing the work that makes this work for all of us. You know, I so much appreciate the network and the ability to get these issues out and have time to really explore them and break them down. And from the context of coming out of a political family and looking at how it's changed, and again, kind of back to this theme I've covered in past shows, multi-generational a knowledge. You know, this is where it matters, when we can convey the information that's foundational and fundamental in a way that helps us grasp a value system within the context of current news. And, you know, the rest of the team covers so much of the current news, it seems like redundant for me to get into some of it. But these issues kind of underlie so much of what we see happening in the news, because elites have functioned the same way, and they always have. When I go back again to the 1970s, we are at the same crossroads today as we were then, without and then we had media. You know, I remember sitting in front of my grandfather's, my grandfather was an immigrant from Croatia, came over here in 1906. And I'm sitting there with one of my buddies in his living room, and we're watching the Watergate trials. And it was when Ehrlichman was testifying. And I knew Ehrlichman's son. I went to school with him in D.C. He was a nice kid. But Ehrlichman at that point, and it was a representative from Hawaii, I think it was Inouye, who said he's lying, you know, and it got picked up by the mic. And my grandfather was so incensed, you know, what was going on. He couldn't believe it, you know, and then it all got shut down when Nixon got pardoned, you see, because the real story was the elites had an operation and a plan, and it was to shut down information that was about to break loose and break free. And it started with the Kennedy administration. He was going to break it loose and break the information free. It didn't happen. Boggs knew this. He was on the Warren Commission, wanted it broken back open because he knew our government was involved and it was corrupt, at least involved to the extent of either hiding it, which is what the FBI did to the very flight he was on, hid the information, and they never recovered the plane. That's the fact of the matter, and that's what the history shows. The reality is our government did this routinely. Richard Nixon was one of the most corrupt people that ever lived. When you think about how government operates, this is the problem. We never get the truth. And then with the Ford administration came Cheney and Rumsfeld trying to shut down the church committee's information. But with Frank Olson's testimony, believe me, it would have, his family's testimony would have been a very different outcome than the nonsense that we got. And it was bad enough. From what we've seen from those committee reports. But the point of the matter is, it's happening again today. CIA abuses, abuses of the FBI, false reports. And now we have secret courts, FISA courts, that can hide all of this. So now they can lie, cheat, steal, and manipulate. No one gets to see the truth. This is fundamentally violates the very foundation of the nation. And these courts, where they've been violated in this way, where people's rights have been violated, including that current sitting president of the United States when he was a candidate, we should be gutting these agencies. We should be in there with the government accounting office, slicing them up, hacking them up, and finding out where the corruption is and getting it out of it. Drain the swamp. That's what we need. The manipulation mind control today is on steroids. Let me talk about a little bit about sort of how that works and what it, how easy it is. And again, you can get the background in the book, Controlling the Human Mind, or the video, Controlling the Human Mind, both available at the InfoWars store. But they give you the foundation, over 300 sources, I think, were cited in that book, of where all this information comes from. But how easy it is to manipulate. You know, there was a U.S. Army War College quarterly back in, I think it was 98 or 99, and you'll see the reference. But what they said was essentially the article, you look up the article, it's called The Mind Has No Firewalls. And it was a reiteration from the of a publication, the U.S. Army quarterly, and it was a publication of Orienteer, which is a Russian journal, and what it was talking about was the ability to manipulate human behavior utilizing any electromagnetic carrier. Now, this includes radio, television, the internet, Wi-Fi. I mean, anything that you can pulse modulate a signal in a specific way, you can change the attitude and basic emotional state of populations. You can do this a lot of different ways. But what the research shows is that this has become highly sophisticated and increasingly so as time moves on. So what you're able to do is gain what I call resolution. the more computing power, the more capability of understanding the electromagnetic fields associated with biological systems like human beings, then you get to figure out how to manipulate those electromagnetic signals. And what you can do then is you can sort of, you can look at the brain and you can map what's going on in the brain at a very high resolution because you've got the computing power now and the ability to monitor at very fine resolution. And then the idea is you, by taking those signals and then trying to interpret what those signals are saying, in other words, the images and visions, and then being able to re-establish a program to send signals back in. And there was a publication, it was a new Technology Arises, a U.S. Air Force document back in around 2000, again cited in Controlling the Human Mind. And in this particular document, it was talking about being able to create complete memory sets where you could substitute all of the basic senses, touch, taste, smell, sight, sound, and be able to substitute and create illusions so real you couldn't sort out what was a real memory from the fake memory. You want to talk about fake news? This is direct program. This is where the technology is headed and where the research is going. If you look at a PBS special called The Worldwide Mind, their belief is the next leap, they say 100 years out, that's ridiculous, it's going to be much sooner than that, that you'll be able to link the minds of individuals. Already they're looking at mechanical, electromechanical devices to do this, and there's already been many developed, but not using any implanted technology, nothing, where you can just manipulate even at a distance. 5G, why that's important is being able to focus the signal to a relatively small area or specific device so you can manipulate the person within that field, within that device's range. The electronic surveillance system that has been put in place is part of that manipulation. Everyone that carries an electronic device is part of that system. The only way you get out of it is what Osama bin Laden did when he was eluding everyone, is you drop the electronic footprint. You let go of all the modern technology, everything. You don't keep any of it because all of it is a tracking tool, a surveillance tool. And now we've all invited the government and commercial interests into our homes, into our lives on a 100% basis. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to talk about manipulation of mind control at its foundation. Within our homes, every one of us has our digital doorway kicked in every moment that we breathe. Let me say that again. This is our digital doorway. This is our constitutional privacy that's being violated every day, in every way, with every breath we take, as our systems monitor every single thing we do. Is this the 21st century that we envision for our children, our grandchildren, what we envision for future generations? I don't think so. It's time to remember what multi-generational history yields, which is better government, not manipulation. We're in it for the long haul. This is the InfoWars, and you're listening to Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll be right back after these very important messages.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to InfoWars, and this is Nick Begich on this Friday afternoon, and we're in the last segment today, and we're talking about controlling the human mind and the whole concept behind sort of what happens and how does this go and sort of the politics behind it as well. And again, we're at that crossroads, this point in history and where we were during the Watergate era. And what I believe would have happened had Boggs plane not disappeared, it would have been a very different outcome. And we almost had Rockefeller running the country. I mean, think of, you want to talk about elites. I mean, think about this. And Ford was bad enough, quite frankly. And the pardoning of Nixon, which really hollowed out, what should have been, the bringing down of a corrupt institution, Central Intelligence Agency at the time, and the FBI. And they neither were properly reformed, although we all got the illusion of it. By the Rockefeller report. But, you know, thinking back on the time, now what would have happened had Boggs been in, had remained the majority leader? What I believe would have happened is Carl Elbert would have stepped down. Boggs would have moved up as the speaker. As the speaker, had been third in line to be president. Agnew would have been thrown out. Nixon would have been thrown out. And that would have been put Boggs in charge of the executive branch. And then you would have seen the opening of the book, in terms of the corruption that has gone on in this country for way too long. We're at the same threshold again. We have someone in office that actually might do it. I know a lot of people are screaming about Donald Trump in so many ways. I still support him. Yeah, he's rough in terms of his approach, but sometimes, you know, you need a guy like him to be the bully that this country hasn't had in a very long time. Sometimes you need a guy with a baseball bat to step into the arena of foreign affairs and address it differently than the niceties of yielding to the global elites every time we turn around, which is what the Democrats and Republicans at the national level have been doing for much too long, catering to special interests, catering to those interests that work against us. We got a total remake. You know, Donald Trump wasn't someone who came out of the Republican Party. He's someone who went into the Republican Party, changed it, fundamentally altered it, and became president of the United States and wiped out all of the people that the establishment could produce. What was it, 16, 17 people ran against him? You know, come on. The fact is, yeah, a little rough around the edges for sure. But he's getting the job done, you know. And in this area, I hope he cracks the egg, because manipulation is what's going to determine whether he's the next president of the United States or not. Because believe me, what's going on with big media today dwarfs the things we've been talking about in terms of manipulation. Big media today is the Facebook, is the Googles. These are the folks that right now are the gatekeepers for what knowledge is shared worldwide. Fundamentally wrong. Fundamentally wrong. The YouTubes, the Facebooks, these are public utilities, need to be regulated accordingly. Speech needs to be protected. Personal privacy of individuals need to be protected, and the sanctity of the mind and awareness, consciousness, is the foundation of all of it. Think about it. Freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion require fundamentally freedom of thought, freedom of the mind to function freely of interference, especially of technologies that weren't even envisioned 250 years ago when that Constitution was being formed. And here we are. In the 21st century, again, our digital doorways kicked in, our minds raped by the propaganda wars, and where is the opportunity to have a republic, a democratic republic, that is the representative of our voices? Controlling our mind, controlling our speech, controlling our thinking is fundamental to that. You know, when you think about the ability to manipulate, and during the break, Connor and I were talking about that PBS segment that appears to be scrubbed off of the internet. So the Worldwide Mind, a PBS special. I know I marketed quite a bit of those VHSs when they were out. But somebody's got it out there. Take a look around, find it on the shelf and re-upload it, because I'll look in my archive as well. I think it's an important one that people need to realize that before it was big news, people were willing to shut it down. But I'm telling you, the Worldwide Mind is the greater threat. Because think about this. The digital money, okay? The digital money in terms of Bitcoin and what that's about. One day you're going to see this concept applied to a worldwide currency. Because every transaction then can be tracked. And your engagement in that is going to be modeled after the facial recognition and social scoring systems being trialed in India and China today. And the monetary system, the digital monetary system being trialed in India today. And when you combine these things with what the Googles and the YouTubes are doing and consumer manipulation under the guise of consumer manipulation with the support of the government and the structure of government, you have a fascist system of corporations aligned with government for the manipulation of populations from China to the sea to shining sea, from China to the USA to Europe. We are all being manipulated from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere, from the east to the west. We are all being manipulated. It's time to pay attention. It's time to dig deeper. It's time to rise up into the essence of who we are as created human beings. take that which we are and express it in the world in a different way. This is what's needed right now. It's a recognition of the divinity of human beings, created in the image and likeness of God, to be divine, to be responsible, to live forever. This is the carrier. We're stewards of this planet, and we have to take care of it in a rational way. But more importantly, we need to support and take care of one another in a different way, in a way that allows us to explore the individual power and potential of what we do, not as some squishy collective, but as enlightened individuals who are able to create a better way, a better world. And it's by looking into the eyes of one another and seeing the divinity in each other and constructing a conversation, not destroying each other as the media is trying to create through identity politics. The only identity that we need is we are part of the human race. We are engaged in a collective consciousness for sure, expressed through individual souls manifesting in this planet in a way that we can either change it or lay down and accept it. And I don't think that's what we were created to do. Each of us have incredible potential and power. The counterbalance to this is to rise up into what we were created to be and begin to express it in the world more fully. That's controlling the human mind. That's controlling our outcomes by taking our power back. Being accountable first to ourselves, recognizing our places to improve and change, and then jumping into it. And not being so self-condemning and self-restricting. And we all make mistakes. We all are flawed, for sure. But to condemn the highest creation in the universe, the human soul, no. This is blasphemy against creation itself. Recognize our flaws, change who we are, and then we alter our world. But we do it first by doing the hard work internally so we can express externally what we were created to be. That's what we need to do to change the world today, is step into what we believe is right and true and begin to act on it. That's called the act of faith. That's called awareness acting in the world. Do what you can within your sphere of influence, whether it's talking to your neighbor. And if it gets elevated, calm it down. Look them in the eye and express to them what you would express to speaking to someone created in the image and likeness of God. Then the conversation changes. Do what you can each day. Write a letter to your congressman, a handwritten letter, not an email, not a phone call, handwritten letter. Second most effective thing is a phone call directly to their offices. Look up their phone numbers in their local phone directories. You'll find them. For those who still use them. And look them up. Call them up. Tell them what you think. Let them know that you want an accountable government, that you want the truth. The things that set us free, the truth about our government, even as ugly as it might be, because the only way it'll change is when we first recognize the need to change, and that's through revelation, through recognition, through the vision of seeing the truth. Let's look for that truth on the InfoWars. Let's find our truth and let's express it in the world today. Let's make a difference in what we do. Let's change the way we see the world and let's have a different kind of mind control by controlling our minds and our thoughts in the 21st century. Thanks for being here.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.